lots going on. Talking about joining me in the studio, it's my great pleasure very shortly to welcome Kev Morse into the studio. He is about to release his new album. He's going to tell us all about it in a few moments. I'm very excited. The album is called In the Blood. It won't actually be officially available until May, but he's got he'll be appearing at the Arc Coffee House tonight, March the 15th, and he's also, I think, in Acton coming up at the Roxy, so lots going on. Going to listen to a little bit of Kev as he gets set up in the studio. This is Happy Ever After from In the Blood, Kev Morse, on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Some will say love is nothing but a crazy fantasy. We waste away every hour in the hope of what will be. The better days, the future's in our hands and we still hold the key. That's okay, an open book is what I want my life to be, life to be. Say what you want, the story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. About as far as our front door. But you and me will write the chapters of our life, and before you know it, we'll be free to turn the pages, never knowing what's in store. What's in store? You can say what you want, the story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. You want the story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. All through the years, love will be burning bright. Yeah, you can say what you want, the story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. All through the years, love will be burning bright, right across the sky.
That is Kev Morse from his soon-to-be-released album. It's entitled In the Blood. That actually is track one, which I decided that was the best one to play because it's got just such a great hook on it, and it's entitled Happy Ever After. Great to have you join us again, Kev. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me back.
Oh, it's great. I'm delighted. Great to have you join us. Now, Kev is a member of the Great Wooden Trio. We'll talk about those guys in a few moments. But this is your second solo album. The first one was, I think, Live at the Broom Tree, right?
Yep. Yeah, that was a live recording that I did in Milton back in 2010. So, which was a good first effort, I think. You know, when you record live, you never know what you're going to get. And we got some decent tracks on that. But I'm very excited to be back in the studio and doing my own thing, really for the first time, actually, as a solo artist. So
well, it's interesting to say, because, you know, they're live in the Broom Town. I was going to say live in the broom cupboard. No, but there's... Is it Say You Will or something on there? That's something like that. There's a great track. There's some beautiful love songs in that album.
Yeah. It's a very relational type of the themes in that on those songs are very relational.
Yeah, and yeah. I do want to mention that album because we're going to listen to some new music from In the Blood today. That's what I'm assuming. Kev's going to tell us what he's going to be playing in a second. But yeah. Here's a couple of shows. I think tonight you are playing at the Art Coffee House, which is up on Third Line.
Yep, just outside of Guelph.
Beautiful little venue outside Guelph. And then I think, is it the 21st?
Yes.
Yeah. You are at the Roxy in Acton, which is also a great place for a gig.
Yeah.
And they're both kind of coffee houses at the same time, although the Roxy would probably be a little bigger.
They've got a large space in the back, but I'll be playing up front in the cafe. Yeah. They've got a great space up front for this type of...
Yeah,
music
for
especially.
Singer-songwriters, yeah.
Yeah,
and perfect. I think that, am I right in saying that if people come to the gigs, they can also get a copy of the live album?
Yep, absolutely, yeah.
So that's an added benefit. If you don't actually have any Kev Morse music, you head to those shows. We'll give you all the details in a few seconds, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to pick up an album as well.
Yes.
Why don't we play some music? What do you want to play for us?
I was going to do Happy Ever After, but maybe I'll do Smile, which is a tune that I've done here before, I believe.
So. Now, your songs are very personal. I mean, I think they speak very much to the human condition. Can you talk a little bit about what Smile's about before we listen to it?
Yeah, absolutely. Really... A lot of what I've been writing on the solo end of things has been out of personal experience and really from a working man's perspective. So I'm a self-employed general contractor, and I spend countless hours away from home and away from the kids and away from Sherry, my wife, and sometimes just going through difficulties in life. It's amazing what just a smile will do for your soul. You know, and that's kind of what that song is about. It's sort of reflecting on, you know, going on 30 years of being together. And when you're younger, you just feel invincible and you feel like you're going to take on the world. And then when you and your partner kind of work through life together and you grow and become seasoned human beings, sometimes in those down moments when you just look at each other, you just want to smile. And that's all that it would take to kind of break the spell, so to speak.
I should mention we've actually put the album version of this song on the website as well. If you go to folkrootsradio.com, you can also have a listen after the show to this as well.
Great.
Kev Morse, live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio this morning, and Smile from the soon-to-be-released album In the Blood. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
What you always say. Today has trouble of its own, it fades away. But if we could walk on water, just like we did when we were young, and all the songs we sang, it made you smile. We fill our hearts again. Our cup is full of love and mystery. So please don't walk away so downhearted when the answer isn't easy. You know love will find a way. Just wanna see you
Kev Morse live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio this morning. A song entitled Smile, which I think is track 3 on the soon-to-released album entitled In the Blood. Mm-hmm. Now, the album will be released in May, but I want to talk a little bit about, you know, producing music like this, because you've been playing music, I'm sure, since a lot of years. I think you started to get serious about it probably in the 90s. Is that about right?
Yeah, various incarnations. So Jeff Bershey, our other singer and songwriter from the trio, he and I were in bands for, well, one band in particular, back in the late 80s together. And
what sort of music were you playing in the late 80s? I can just imagine, like, the sort of, you know, like the sort of the big collared shirts and
mullets
and everything.
All of it, yeah. Actually, it's funny how it works out, because I kind of came in right as their other guitar player was leaving, and I brought sort of an acoustic roots vibe to the music all of a sudden. So as prog rock was kind of, you know, we're children of the 70s and 80s, right? So they kind of had a bit of a prog rock vibe going on, and then I showed up on the scene, and then it kind of took it down a bit of a hybrid of folk country rock kind of thing. So, but for, yeah, for me personally, on my musical journey, I went through that time with Jeff, and we continued to co-write, and then that was the birth of the Great Wooden Trail once Brad, you know, showed up on the scene, and we were trying to do the storytelling music thing. But I've been sort of cataloging my own material all through the 90s and like up to date. So probably the last 15 years, I've these two albums represent a small percentage of the songs that I've actually written. But these are the ones that I wanted to really focus on.
So being a solo performer as a singer-songwriter compared to being a band member, I mean, you mentioned you're one of the songwriters in the Great Wooden Trio,
mm-hmm.
Which I always like to tell people is a quartet. I always think that's really funny. It's a bit like my political show, The Gang of Four, is usually five. But it's cool. We'll definitely talk about the trio at the end because I'll be interested to know what's happening with them.
Yep.
But talk a little bit about writing for a band versus writing for yourself.
When you're younger, especially if you're in a band, it's a little more organic, I find, the process of writing. Because everybody in the band is trying to find their way musically, right? Like they don't really have the maturity as musicians and as songwriters. And in a lot of ways, I mean, some young bands do. It's incredible to watch them and see what they come out with. But yeah, it seems to be more organic at that stage. But then when you start composing complete pieces on your own, on a guitar or piano or whatever the case is, you tend, or at least in my case, I bring fully written songs to the band. And then the beautiful thing about it, I've been so blessed with incredible friends with amazing musical talents. And as I present a fully written song to them, as is the case with this new CD, I let them kind of run with it. I try not to micromanage anything. I just say, here's the tune, here's all the main hooks in it. Now, your interpretation of that is what I'm looking for. So that it's different in that sense. Like the song evolves, you know, when you're in a band situation from the other band members. But when you're writing the whole thing, you're kind of giving them stuff to play, and then you just let it go. Or if you can let it go, you try to.
It's interesting you say that because the CD, In the Blood, that I've had a chance to listen to, mm-hmm. is a band CD as well. I mean, you're
Absolutely.
Playing with – you have a band. You also mentioned, like, the show you're doing tonight at the Arc, and then again, I think at the Roxy, they're going to be solo gigs. Is that how it's going to map out?
Yep. Yeah, these are sort of pre-CD release shows, so I just wanted to get the buzz out there,
It's funny because when I was listening to it, I think, you know, what would be even cooler, because it's a very strong CD, but I thought, God, what would be even cooler would be actually to have acoustic versions of some of these songs available as well. Maybe something to think of down the road, having a companion acoustic disc.
Well, a lot of these tunes in the past probably year and a half, I've played them at different venues, house concerts and things like that. You came to our Don Amaro house concert about a year ago at our place in Milton. But I've had a couple of people host me, so I'll just bring the cello player with me, which will be the case tonight at the Arc. It'll just be Sharon and I.
Okay.
Yeah. We've done pared down live versions of it, which is great. The cello and the guitar together, she's written some unbelievable parts for it, so which are on the disc.
Tried when we put the information up on the website, folkrootsradio.com, we put links to everybody, to show the other people that are involved in this. Let's play another song from the new album or something you'd like to play. What would you like to play for us now?
Sure. I'll do Lovely, which is a little more mellow tune.
Kev Morse on Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Day has a way of wearing you down. When I play the clown, there's no fooling you. You got my number, and you should know I love you so. I love you so. Night will fall, spreading us thin. We will find the strength within, begin to hold each other. so lovely, you're so lovely. In the morning light, has a way of bringing a new beginning right out of a clear blue sky. Suddenly I am born again, and you should know I love you so, 'cause you're so lovely, so lovely.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall. Remember, we are here from 8 till 10 a.m. every Saturday on CFIU. You can also find us online at folkrootsradio.com. Now, our guest in this hour this morning is Kev Morse, singer-songwriter. Kev is just about to release his second solo album. It's entitled In the Blood. He's also well known as a member of the Great Wooden Trio, that I always like to say is a quartet. Kev, can you talk a little bit about the trio and how they fit into your life? Because it's kind of cool to have this sort of band thing going and then also to get out and do some singer-songwriter stuff. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how you guys got together and how that works.
Back in the late 90s, it would have been now. So probably close to 15 years we've been at this. Brad Woods, our good friend, he decided that he wanted to try his hand at storytelling. And as the story goes, he was a little bit nervous about trying it out on stage by himself, kind of just being...
Now, were you friends before he started telling stories?
Oh, yeah. Brad and I were roommates for a number of years before we all got married and moved
so
on.
So did he tell you stories when you were scared at night or anything like that?
Yeah, I sang him lullabies and he told me stories at night. You know what? That's funny that you should say that, because I think the conclusion that he came to is that within our circle of friends... I'm definitely the listener. I'm not the storyteller, right? But the group of friends like Brad and Jeff, we all just listen to each other's stories all the time. And it almost kind of – he came to the conclusion that I've been doing this my whole life, actually, in my social settings and family and whatnot. So, the first gig that we did together back, I think, in 98 or 99 up in Brampton, he was like, I know. I'll get those guys to come up and play a few tunes in between – my stories, and then I won't feel so exposed and kind of, you know, out on my own there. And it just morphed into what it became. So, and yeah, it's been great. We've put in, you know, probably close to 400 shows over the last 15 years. It's been so much fun. Now it's tapered off in the last little bit because we all get very busy with life. And Jeff he's like a renowned improv coach at GCVI. So I know that was taking up a lot of his time as well to kind of take him away from what we were doing. But we're still at it. Still have a few few gigs left in us.
Yeah. Talking of gigs, you are going to be playing at the Arc in Arc Coffee House this evening.
Yep.
And that show starts at 7. Can you talk a little bit about that? You mentioned Sharon Thiessen, who will be playing with you. Now, I think she's on the album as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sharon and Sharon Thiessen on cello and Sarah Featherstone on violin. I've been really fortunate to become friends with the two of them over the last maybe 3 years because they really brought this rich violin and cello string section to the songs. And when I play the songs like pared down, like what I just did there with Lovely, it's great to hear them fully arranged and sort of ideas that I had in my head kind of come through on the CD. And my producer, Tim Alberts, who also did the Great Wooden Trio disc at True Music Studios, he is also just a genius musician and will bring things to the table. And he took those string sections and really layered them and made them full and rich, and it's just two players, so it's wonderful. But the Arc, yeah, the Arc is this gorgeous property just outside of town, hosted by Dave and Kathy Loney. They do a monthly coffee house there, and they've opened it up for me this Saturday night just to have sort of a bit of a pre-CD release show there. So yeah, it should be a wonderful time.
Because they do a little festival in the summer as well. Will they be doing that this year, do you know?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I was there last year. Ian Reed showed up as well. And yeah, it was nice. It was, you know, a small group of people out, basically on their front lawn, right out in front of their house. But yeah, it's a great setting. And they've been very supportive of local talent.
So the Art Coffee House is at the Evergreen Ranch, which is 5487 Third Line of Guelph. Yeah. Now, the admission is $10, but this is the cool thing. And if you're wondering what you want to do this evening, if you go to the Arc tonight, not only will you get to enjoy some beautiful music from Kev Morse accompanied by cellist Sharon Thiessen, but you'll also get a copy of Kev Morse Live Under the Broom Tree, plus coffee and dessert,
yes,
which is a fabulous, I was going to say a fabulous deal, but the album is pretty good, pretty strong.
Thanks.
Got some very beautiful songs on it as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's we'll see where this new one takes us. My hope is to kind of get it out there to actually other radio stations. I have a friend that runs a radio station out of Kitchener as well that's planning on flogging it a little bit for me. But
I don't like to think we're flogging it.
Yeah, for lack of a better term. Yeah.
No, that's good. Well, let's get another song in. What are you going to play for us now?
I'll play In the Blood, actually, this time, the title track.
And why did you come up with that that title?
For a long time, it was going to be Smile. And Greg Woods, my drummer, who's doing the CD artwork for me, we just kind of put our heads together and thought some of the artwork and some of the images that are going to be on the disc kind of In the Blood describes a little bit more of what I'm trying to say through the songs. And in this particular instance, it's the idea that music is in my blood, and I can't help but perform and play, as well as just create in general. Being a contractor and a carpenter and a woodworker, it's just sort of in me to do this. And so we sort of did an 11th hour change and said, why don't we just call it that?
I thought you were going to tell me it's because he thought, well, I could just go with a blood red cover. It would be really easy.
Nice and yeah, simple.
Nice and, Kev Morse on Folk Roots Radio this morning. And the title track of his new CD, it will be released in May, and this is In the Blood, and you're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Take me as I am, but don't take me at all. It's hard for you to understand anytime you see me fall. Wallow for a while, and when I come around, my eyes for just one day and look into my troubled mind and wonder why you made this way. I wanna run away from myself until I'm free, but I never will escape the shadows of my history. Lead my heart astray. Don't take me to your promised land unless you're gonna stay with me. It's in my blood.
That is Kev Morse live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio this morning, and that is In the Blood. It's the title track from his new CD. Now, that CD will be released in May.
Yes.
And I think one of the challenges about the fact that your music is obviously very important to your life, but mm-hmm. also the fact that you have to make a living, is that you're a contractor as a day job.
Yes.
But trying to get the music ready in your free time, which means that it probably takes a little longer to get from coming up with the songs, getting into the studio, record, and then getting the album ready to go out. Is that how it works?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, sometimes I'm probably more impatient than I ought to be. It's funny when you start talking to other musicians, you find out how long they're projects have taken them, and I was talking to Sarah, our violin player, and her first solo album, she was like, oh man, you're doing well. If it's only taking you 8 months, it took me 2 years to get my first disc together. But yeah, it's a challenge for sure. And it's kind of, it's really part of the theme of, I think what I'm trying to do with the music is to like, to take it from the perspective of somebody who's got a fully rounded out existence in terms of work and family and social, you know, your social network and circles, to try and do anything artistic or creative. It does take a lot of effort and energy to make it happen. But it's almost that it's kind of like the work ethic that I've developed in my field is playing out also in music as well. You know, and there's a lot of musicians that are, they're working musicians in that sense. Like they gig on the side and then they have part-time jobs and, you know, so it's part of the whole package, I think. But really it hasn't been that long. We started it in June and it'll be basically wrapped up by May. So just under a year.
No, so that's pretty good.
Can't really complain.
Now, yeah. We've got the Tonight Show at the Art Coffee House. Mm-hmm. You're playing Friday evening? Is that
next Friday at
next Friday, the 21st at the Roxy in Acton.
Yeah.
What other gigs do you have in the offing after that?
I've got a house concert out in Oshawa on the 31st. The date is confirmed, but details will follow on Facebook. That's usually the best way for me to get it out until I get a website up and running, as yeah, well, we talked yeah. about earlier.
I'm very big on the website, social yeah. media side of things.
For sure.
What about festivals in the summer? Are you going to be out on the festival circuit?
Yeah, I hope to be. Last year, myself and just Greg and Jared, the three piece, we played at Milton Street Fest, and that's the first week of June 7th. So I've resubmitted application, and we got great reviews last year, so I think they'll have us back. And also Mariposa, I've been talking to them, so hopefully those
as the three piece, because you were there with the Great Wooden Trio, that was last year, right?
Yeah, Mariposa, if that works out from my end, it'll just be a solo gig, but with the band.
Yeah,
hopefully the full band. If the full band can make it out, that'll be ideal.
That would be cool. Yeah. I got to say, I'm a big fan of Mariposa. I love the setting up on Lake Taupo and Aurelia. It's just a great, great festival.
Yeah.
It takes place, I think, the first weekend in July. So I think it's, is it the 4th to 6th this
yeah.
time this year?
Yeah, 4th to 6th.
Yeah, promises to be a great festival. If you want to expand your horizons, if you've not been, I certainly recommend it. It's Absolutely. A great festival, and Roseanne Cash will be there this year. I'm trying to think
who
was. Yeah, she's going to be one of the headliners. So yeah. It's going to be a very, very cool festival. We have time for probably a couple more songs. Now, what I thought we would do, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give you a little heads up on this because you have to
sure.
tell me what we're going to play for the final song. But why don't we play one more live, and then let's play one more from the album to wrap up.
Okay.
So what would you like to play for us live?
I'll do The Last Thing. It's okay. The second track on the disc.
This is Kev Moss live on Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Rising in an iridescent sky, in the shadows, stealing thoughts of you and I. But like the stars, you're so far away. I'm a vapor, a specter on your memory chip, like a gypsy in the forest, trying to slip. Roller coaster. thinking that I feel completely out of my mind when I'm missing you. You said I do, I said I will stay by your side. Up and down, around the bends on this roller coaster ride.
That's Kev Moss and a song entitled The Last Thing. We're getting close to the last thing on this show, from the album that will be released in May. It's entitled In the Blood. Kev, we just have a few moments left before we get to our last song, mm-hmm. which you will have to announce, and then I'll have to try and find quickly. I do have it with me, so we're good to go there. But just remind people about the two shows you've got coming up in the next week.
This evening at the Arc Coffee House, which is held at the Evergreen Ranch, 5487 Third Line, which is just probably 10 minutes east of Guelph off of Highway 7. So that's at 7 o'clock, and that'll be a great show with Sharon Thiessen, my cellist. And on the 21st of March, next Friday, I'm at Roxy Cafe right on Main Street in Acton. You can't miss that one. Big marquee
up. And that's front. With Greg Woods, I think, is going to be playing percussion.
Yeah, Greg's okay. going to be joining me. And possibly Jeremy, my bass player, but we'll see how it goes.
That's good. Okay, we've got time for one more song. We're going to play it from the album. Which one are we going to play?
The last cut on the new disc is called Trust of a Child. And I'm really proud of this one because my daughter and I wrote it together, and she's featured as the backup singer on this tune. So, yeah.
That's great. It's, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to leave you today with Kev Moss and Trust of a Child from the new album, In the Blood. But I do have a special announcement to make, and I just got this, and it's a nice thing to announce. We just had a foal born on the farm where I live.
Nice.
It's a beautiful Palomino foal with a big white star. Her mother is called, oh, well, I should say her mother. Presuming it's a filly, I don't know. It may be a colt.
Yeah.
But it's her mother is called Hope. So beautiful. That was a nice thought for the day, everybody. There is hope for the future.
Absolutely.
And we're going to leave you today with Trust of a Child from Kev Moss. You've been listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Kev.
Thank you. Thank you.
I cannot see, will you be the light that guides me? If I cannot feel, will you be the hand I reach for? With the trust of a child, with the trust of a child, this is the way you have taught me to pray. With the trust of a child, with the trust of a child, this is the way you have taught me to pray.
Thank you.